Familia de Lucha Libre Online, aquí te habla el gurú de la lucha libre y me encuentro, tengo el honor de presentar your NWA World Champion, Ethan Carter III, EC3. How are you doing today?
I'm well. As you can see, I'm in a garage, not the usual palatial estates I'm accustomed to, but it's because I'm down here in Florida. We got a big show in Florida and I came early, wanted to go see some old friends. Shout out to Hard Knock South. Shout out to Percy Watson for letting me stay in his garage, and shout out to you for having me on the show today. So how's it going?
Oh, thank you. I'm good here in Puerto Rico. It's for me an honor. Let's talk.
I've never been to the island, and I should go.
Oh, yeah, you better come.
Have somebody bring the world title tour down there. Let's talk to the clones.
That sounds good. Let's talk about how do you felt after you won the 10 pounds of gold. What can you tell us about that full day? Where were you when you got notified you were winning the title? What was after match meal to celebrate the title?
I was told I was winning the title when I beat Tyrus damn near to death with a chair and made him tap out. That's when I was told I was going to win the title. Honestly, it was a surreal moment. It's a surreal day. The title has such great honor, nostalgia, legacy that it really didn't hit me because I'm very business oriented until after the fact. I realized what this means, and I know what this means going forward and who I have to be the leader of this company, whereas we're entering hopefully a very fruitful growth stage. So Tyrus did excellent as champion, bringing that title all over the world, millions of eyeballs every week seeing him as a champion. Now, as far as the wrestling is concerned, I have to take on that and continue. And post-match, I didn't deviate from my meal plan. So I think it was an off day training. I probably had 7 ounces of steak, but I did buy the round, the roster round of shots afterwards too. So.
Let's talk about Tyrus. You were the last match of Tyrus' career in the ring. What can you talk to me about working with Tyrus?
He's shockingly creative. He has a great mind for business. He has an even better mind for this business. He's an encyclopedia, and he's a historian about wrestling. Like, he's a guy who's succeeded beyond wrestling to, you know, super great heights. He's got 2 best-selling books. You know, he's on national cable television every night. But like, his heart and his passion, no matter all that success, still lies in wrestling. And I think that's interesting for a lot of people like myself. Whatever I succeed in outside of it, yeah, that's cool. But there's something about when you love this and succeeding within it. So working with him, I've known him for a very long time, obviously. We harken back to the original NXT days where, you know, we were both in a very similar situation. We're on a nonsensical bullshit kind of game show where nobody cares. And we kind of had to craft ourselves and who we are as personalities under those circumstances. He honored and defended me as my heavy in Impact Wrestling when I became the World Heavyweight Champion. He eventually turned his back on me. I don't blame him. I was kind of a jerk. At the same time, we battled in the ring. We battled out of the ring. To be the guy that kind of was his last match and kind of give him the ending he deserves, you know, there's a lot of honor in that. So anytime you collect that person's last, it's very meaningful. And I almost feel like you usurp some of their power and their energy too. So we'll see where that takes me.
Yeah. Now, you had the 10 pounds of gold, one of the most important titles in the industry of wrestling, and you have one of the biggest match I have seen. It was NWA San Juan. You faced Tom Latimer, the best version of himself. How do you prepare yourself mentally to face a man that had nothing to lose?
Man, I really drew myself in a corner bringing out that demon, but the demon really was always Camille, it seemed, as she's the one that clobbered me to a near-death experience on the floor with a chair. But for your fans, any wrestling fan listening, I want people to know that when it comes to skill and proficiency and wrestling acumen in the ring, Tom Latimer is one of the best in the world. And I mean that. And you think you'll have your opinions on who you think the best in the world, or the internet's telling you who's the best in the world. I've been in the ring with some of the best in the world, and I can tell you Tom Latimer is among that list. So hopefully that Salwin, you know, people got to see that out of him. He brought me to my limit. He brought the absolute best out of me. And if I'm going to be a champion that's going to carry forward this legacy and build this brand, I need to beat people that are the best, because that's who I have to beat.
Easy. Let's go back in time on your first day. How do you get the NWA initially? Who contact you?
Pat Kenny. I've always been close with Pat, and I've stayed close with Billy for a long time, and, you know, was very happy and proud of what they were doing. And originally, I had a choice between starting the NWA with them or going back to NXT. And, you know, I went back to NXT based on the fact I thought I had unfinished business. My unfinished business is probably what I'm doing now, because perhaps it wasn't within the WWE that I had this, you know, fulfillment and this purpose. It's probably to be here now in this moment. So I do not regret it. And he does not, you know, regret my decision either, because all the things that happened needed to happen for us to be in this moment. So Pat Kenny through Billy, and they wanted to know who I like on the roster. And they suggested somebody I work with. And I said, anybody but him. And then they said, who do you want? And I said, Tom Latimer. So
let's talk about that. Anyone in the roster. NWA has an incredible roster, from luchadores to a second generation superstars. Is there a particular superstar you would like to face from the NWA roster?
On the come up, current roster, you know what? It's really open forum for them to stake a claim to fight me. You know, this weekend in Sarasota, I have Jax Dane, who's a former NWA champion. You know, he's a big, burly guy. He's a career, great, great career. And outside of wrestling, he's a very successful man. But I'm intrigued by challenges like that, because for him, I'm his shot at a return to glory. If he can defeat me to return as champion, like, that would be quite a fulfillment on his part. I have that target on my back, and I welcome it. But who do I want to fight? I don't need to fight anybody. They need to step up and challenge me. So I want to have as my next opponent those who bring forth their best effort, their A game. They bring forth something intangible that nobody else has but them. They bring forth their best version of themselves. And then let the chips fall where they may.
Bringing up that, the A game, you want the best competition. Talking about competition, we see NWA signing someone that come back. Matt Cardona wants a shot for that title, and he went for you. What can you talk to me about Matt Cardona and what happened in signing?
Well, I mean, Matt Cardona wants a shot at the NWA championship. I don't blame him. Matt Cardona is super successful. He's reinvented the game. He's reinvented himself. He's the indie god. You know, he's the deathmatch king. He's really catering to the lowest fruit market, I would say. He's really, you know, just bottom shelf, kind of like delusional, like idiot fans. He's capitalized on, and he's stolen their money with all these great dumb marketing ideas he has, and toys and nonsense. And I think on a much higher level than a Matt Cardona, but the thing that is similar between us is we think the same. We innovate, we bring about change, we're unafraid to be who we are. And so I welcome his challenge. In fact, I believe December 2nd in Wisconsin at Blizzard Brawl, the NWA title is on the line against Matt Cardona. So there'll probably be some stipulations added to that, though, because I don't know if that's just the right form for just that match. But he has every right to want it, and I have every right to defend it till I die. So may the best man win.
Let me say something in Spanish for our fans. Ya escucharon. Easy 3 acaba de dar un anuncio importante. Diciembre 2 en WWE. Él va a estar enfrentando a Matt Cardona por el campeonato NWA. Well, Easy, let's talk about your pick now. NWA returns to Sarasota, Florida, historic Roberts Arena. A lot of Latinos and Latinas living in the area that love wrestling and love EC3 for sure. What can we expect this Saturday in Florida?
Well, first off, point the Latinas my way because I've always been looking for a bride. And they are lovely women. Secondly, what can the fans look forward at Roberts Arena, NWA in Sarasota? You know, it's the precipice of, you know, wrestling action, bringing it to the forefront, being who we are supposed to be, being the up-and-coming company, an underdog per se, with talent that matches, talent that wants it, it needs it, has to have it, talent that will do anything to make it, because it's going to require everything out of everybody in this company for us to make it. And that's kind of like how any great company should be. Everybody skin in the game, NWA, wonderful talent. Yes, family friendly. Yes, the wrestling will be good. Yes, dynamic, colorful characters. Yes, lucha libre, perhaps. Yes, we will have all those things. But the most important thing we have is one intangible. A lot of wrestling companies don't, and that's heart.
Well, let me say something again in Spanish. NWA presenta Returns to Roberts. Pueden conseguir su taquilla por nwatix.com. Mi gente latina de Florida, esta es tu oportunidad de ver uno de los mejores luchadores presentes, lo que es EC3, lo que puedes ver Tom Latimer y muchos más luchadores de NWA. Recuerden sus taquillas nwatix.com. EC3, I want to say thank you for your time here, Lucha Libre Online.
De nada.
I hope we see
the Latinas. So in Spanish, did you tell the girls? You didn't.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Thank you for your time, Easy. Gracias a ti. We will see you in the new future. Y recuerda que en español nadie lo hace mejor.